Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hawaii, 1972, and police are called out to a house where three women have experienced distressing paranormal activity. Yet what happens next, in front of two police officers, was horrific. I'm Peter Laws, and tonight I present The Phantom Strangler, a bone-chilling encounter in Hawaii. Okay. There is an author and tour guide, and he's called Lupaka Kapa Nui, and he specializes in the unexplained mysteries of Hawaii. And it was him who first put me on to this seriously freaky, yet barely known paranormal case. To explore it, we have to go back to October 1972 in Hawaii. And you might wonder, is Halloween celebrated in Hawaii? Well, the answer is yes. Every year, the island state has pumpkins and parties and spooky activities like everyone else. And on that year, a local Hawaiian newspaper decided to run a story which featured a violent ghost attack on some young women. Now, of course, it's important to point out that the newspaper didn't just print some wild claim without any backup. They actually consulted two local historians called Charles Ken and Rubelite Johnson, who both confirmed that they had discovered this case in a police file. So it really did happen. But for the women involved, they really wish it had never happened at all. It felt like any other night in one of the offices of the Hawaiian Police Department when the phone started to ring. The officer who answered it was alarmed to hear that on the other line were voices filled with utter panic. They tried to get the young women on the line to calm down, and they eventually started to explain their predicament. They said that all three of them were living in a shared house together, but that something was happening in their house. Something inexplicable, and it was happening right now. Desperately frightened by the activity, the only thing they could think of was to call the police as this was going on around them. So the officer, shocked and confused, asked what exactly was happening. The woman on the phone said that they had started to hear strange noises around the house, and it looked like somebody was very openly and clearly moving around the place, and yet they couldn't see anything to make those sounds. You've got to appreciate how crazy and terrifying that is. In fact, if you're sitting there right now, close your eyes for a moment and just slap the table, stomp your foot on the ground. Try and picture those sounds happening in your room while you're alone and there's no one there to make it. It's frightening. The woman said that this was frightening enough, but then they admitted that the activity seemed to have worsened because as well as the noises and the banging, they were now hearing a disembodied voice speaking to them in the house. Now, as far as I know, this was the first time they had experienced any paranormal activity in their home. However, they did add to the police officers that this house had a reputation for being haunted in the past. Now, police officers have excellent training and in-depth experience of people, and so they will often be able to tell when someone is exaggerating or making things up or just plain acting or pranking. Yet it was beyond doubt on the phone that these women were in a state of genuine terror, and the activity was still going on as they were speaking on the phone. A male officer headed out to the house, and they'd had a plan. Clearly, the women could not stay in this house tonight, so he had arranged with them to give them a police escort to get them safely to an alternative resting place that night. And he followed the directions and found the address and pulled up with his car, his patrol car, And the women must have seen him arrive because they quickly came out of the house, out of the front door. They were desperate to escape. The panic on the phone seemed even more real when the officer saw the women. They looked absolutely horrified. And so on shaking flamingo legs, they hobbled unsteadily towards the police car. He gestured for them to get into their own car so he could escort them away. And they did as they were told. And so this little convoy of the young women in their car and him in his patrol car began. He fired up the engines and they headed off, the ghost house dwindling in the rearview mirror. Perhaps it was over? Not quite. All looked well until they reached Wailea Avenue, because it was there that the officer suddenly started to notice that the young women's car was starting to slow down and then pull over. This made no sense because they hadn't reached their destination yet. But sure enough, the car was coming to a steady stop in the parking lot of a cafe called Oasis. Though these days, apparently that's the site of a storage facility. And what happened next in the police report is wild. Now that the woman's car had pulled over, the confused officer pulled over his car as well, and he slipped out and walked up to their car. He was about to call out to check if everything was okay, but the closer he got, the more he could see commotion coming from inside the vehicle. Now, this car had one of those front seats with no gap in the middle, you know, so like three people can sit up front. So the three women had done just that. Perhaps they were too scared to be apart or separated after the supernatural trauma back at the house, but whatever the case, they were all sitting in the front seat together. But now something horrendous was happening. The woman in the middle of that front seat was jerking her body around in insanely violent spasms, and she was reaching for her throat. The officer came up to the car and stared in shock. The official report said it looked like she was trying to fight somebody off, as if someone was trying to strangle her, and yet nobody was there, apart from the other two women, of course, who were not touching her. This moment is remarkably similar to a previous, barely known paranormal case that I covered, you should check that out too, where two couples move into a haunted house and one of the wives is assaulted by a spirit in precisely this fashion. Well, the other women were sitting there on either side of their friend, and they were in panic as well, and all of them were horrified that the presence in the house had seemingly followed them in the car. Now, up until this point, you might just think, and you'd be, you know, fair to say, these three women could just be pranking the police officer. After all, it was Halloween. Wouldn't it be a kind of good laugh to pretend to be throttled by an invisible specter? You know, we could pretend, couldn't we? A funny story to tell the friends, maybe. Well, maybe the officer suspected the same thing. Or maybe he was fully convinced and fearful for her welfare, because whatever the case, he decided to, when he saw the sheer look of panic in her face, he decided to reach into the car to help her. And in his report, he said that as he did this, as he reached into the car to help, he felt his arm getting grabbed by a huge hand. And yet when he looked, the precise place where he could feel the fingers and the nails pressing into his skin, there was nothing there. But still, the gripping went on. He even wrote in his report that the invisible grabbing hand felt so vivid and distinctive that he could feel the calluses, the skin calluses on the hand that was grabbing him, even though there was nothing there to be seen. Now, being touched by a ghost or a spirit is not unheard of in haunting cases. But the idea of being attacked by one is rare, but it does happen. Perhaps you might know about it. If you know of any other cases where people have been physically assaulted by an unseen entity, let me know in the comments. But anyway, the officer stared at his arm in disbelief, but the shock turned to pain when his arm started to turn. The thing, whatever it was twisting his arm around. Panicked at the sheer madness of this all, the officer managed to lean back and then drag his arm free. He yanked it back from this unseen grip and he staggered backwards. And he scrambled across the asphalt and quickly reached back to his squad car. He got the radio off its stand and frantically called for backup. Clearly, this was too much for one officer. Eventually, another officer arrived, and the attack appeared to be over. And so the two officers were able to approach the woman's car again. Now, even though the attack had stopped, the one who had had this unseen force strangling her was unsurprisingly still hysterical. And the report says that the officers knew that this woman could simply not be left alone. And so they helped to escort this woman towards his patrol car. And as they did, they called back to the other two women and said, look, you know, we'll take her in our car. You follow us and we'll get to that safe place we talked about earlier where you can stay over. Now, thinking this freaky episode was over, the main officer got back into the car, the sobbing woman sitting in the back. And with a shaky hand, he put his key into the ignition and turned. But then, nothing. The engine wouldn't start. He waited for a moment, then he tried it again. Still dead. This made no sense. The patrol cars were meticulously looked after and serviced regularly. Police cannot afford to have random breakdowns while on patrol. But he turned the key again and nothing. He turned back to the woman and apologized, saying she'd have to go back to her own car after all while they figured this out. She looked scared, but she nodded and went. And he watched her climb back into the car. Her face was gaunt with trauma and fear. And so he called over to the other officer to have a look at this bizarre car issue. The other officer hopped in and gave the key a turn. And voila, the patrol car roared back into life. What was going on? The officers didn't even have time to discuss this, because as soon as the engine started, the girl from behind shrieked in pain. He spun around and he saw that the young woman once again was screaming inside the car, only now she was trying to get out. And as the officer looked up, he saw the door of the car swing open and the woman fell out and crashed onto the floor. And once again, she was clawing at her throat. This means that whatever was attacking her had followed her from the house into the car and now was following her out of the car onto the asphalt. Now, clearly something had latched onto her and was determined to cause her pain and terror and trauma. The two officers sprang into action and tried to yank the invisible arms off her, but they couldn't. Realizing this was beyond the scope of their police training, one of the officers had an idea. Now, remember I said that they had parked in the lot of a cafe called Oasis? Well, I don't know which officer it was, but one of them let go and rushed into the Oasis cafe. And the report said that they came out soon after, running with some salt and a glass of water. Why? Well, in some forms of local magic in Hawaii, salts can be used in spells, rituals, and, you know, ways of spiritual protection. And this officer started to fling the salt and water over the screaming woman. No doubt to the shaken onlookers who saw this, this must have been like seeing a full-on exorcism being carried out by a police officer in a parking lot. It was wild. And yet, as random as it might seem to throw salt and water on a screaming woman, the attack suddenly started to subside. And when the unseen fingers stopped squeezing at her throat, the woman collapsed into a state of shivering shock at all that had happened. But at least for now, the ordeal seemed to have come to an end.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And apparently this is how the officer recorded these events in his official police statement. As insane as it all sounds, he knew he had to just tell the truth of what he had seen and what he had felt on his arm. To do anything else would to be lying in his job. He couldn't afford to do that. And so he wrote down what happened, and the report was filed away. Perhaps it would always have just been a curious blip amongst the more standard files. Maybe it was a story that these officers would tell their children and grandchildren as the years went by. But then, eventually, those local historians that I mentioned earlier, Charles Ken and Rubelite Johnson, somehow got their hands on this police report and were able to then share this hair-raising story with that local Hawaiian newspaper. It makes you wonder, what other seemingly random one-off paranormal incidents are sitting in the files of police stations around the world just waiting for someone, who cares, to dig them out and say, hang on a minute, what if this stuff is real? You know, I don't know if you've ever been physically hit or attacked. It actually happened to me a couple of times when I was a teenager. I remember once a guy grabbed me and kicked me in the face. Another time, I was literally just chatting with some friends when a random dude just came up to me and smacked me in the mouth, just punched me. Now, thankfully, I wasn't hurt. But I do remember the feeling that I had when both incidents happened. To be punched or kicked or hurt in some way, it hurts physically, but more than that, in a way, it sets off a chaos of confusion in the moments afterwards. After I was punched that time, I barely even reacted. I just acted like it was no big deal and carried on chatting with my friends, which I think made it look like I was super hard or tough or something. Maybe that's why it never ever happened again after that, because it looked like it didn't bother me. But I didn't react because I simply couldn't quite believe what had just happened. I just couldn't get my head around it. It was such a shock. I didn't know how to react. And it was only later when I headed home and I was on my own that I found myself connecting emotionally with the experience. I remember crying, thinking, wow, that was a horrible experience. That was shocking. That was wrong. To be attacked by a flesh and blood human being is terrible and disorientating. I wouldn't recommend it. But now, imagine what it was like for that young woman, or for the woman in the other episode that I mentioned, which I'll tag at the end of this show. The thought of being strangled by something strong, brutal, relentless, and yet invisible, that is the stuff of nightmares. And that sort of experience would haunt you afterwards, because think about it. At least I know that I've never been in the same space as the guy who hit me ever again. But if I've been attacked by something I couldn't see, but clearly, unequivocally, something I felt, what would that do to my sense of safety? It makes me think of this woman who went through this. I imagine her closing up her house at night and shutting the world out, locking every window, bolting every door, and standing in a house in which she knows she's technically alone. And yet who's to say the hands that grabbed her that night aren't slowly reaching out to her in the darkness of her room, ready to try again. I'm Peter Laws, and you've been listening to The Phantom Strangler, a bone-chilling encounter witnessed by police in Hawaii. Unfrightful. And remember to let me know in the comments if you have ever had a paranormal experience, or indeed if you've ever heard of other paranormal cases in which people have been physically hurt. But for now, thanks for listening. Check me out at peterlaws.co.uk or at patreon.com/peterlaws. But until next time, keep an eye on the shadows. Good night.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.